Today's daf is Erev and Daf Yod, and we are 13 lines from the bottom of Daf Tes Amid Beis Amar Rabba Bar Rav Huna. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo Ben Sara Aliza and Le'ilui Nishmas Esther Malka Chaya Bas Reb Yeshua. So the first part of today's daf is a real Erevin Cheshbin, and really, in order to follow the Cheshbin, we have to be mindful of three premises. Number one, the basic premise of the beginning of Masechtas Erevin, and that is that if you have a mavoi, an alleyway that's closed off on three sides, although midairaisa it has a din of a Rishus HaYachid, but being that on the fourth side it opens up into a Rishus HaRabim, the Chachamim made a gezeira, and they said one is not allowed to carry, because if you'll carry in this mavoi, it may cause other people to be confused and ultimately carry in a Rishus HaRabim. What do you need to do in order to carry in the Mavoi? You have to make a heker at the open, at the entranceway of the Mavoi, a Lechi or a Kaira, and all the different halachas of what constitutes a Lechi or a Kaira. That's number one. Number two, the halacha is that if you're in an area that's surrounded by three mechitzos, midday rice it has a din of a Rishus HaYachid, but on the fourth side, it's exposed. It's exposed to an area that you are not allowed to carry to. Meaning, it's exposed to a Rishus HaRabim, it's exposed to a Carmelis, or it's exposed to a Rishus HaYachid, but in a situation where you did not make an Erev between your Rishus HaYachid and that Rishus HaYachid. If on the fourth side, your Rishus HaYachid is exposed to an area that you're not allowed to carry to, the halacha is you are not allowed to carry in the Rishus HaYachid itself. Meaning, not only can't you carry into that Rishus HaYachid, but even within your Rishus HaYachid, you wouldn't be allowed to be metaltel dalet amos. It's what's known as nifrats bimloyoy lamakam ha'asar. The halacha is that if you're in an area, again, that's surrounded by three mechitzos, it has a din of a Rishus HaYachid, but on the fourth side, it's opened to an area that you're not allowed to carry to, even though you can perhaps carry in that other Rishus. But if I can't go from here to there, it's nifritz b'mloy l'malka ma'asar, the halacha is that I would not be able to be metaltal in this Rishus HaYachid. The classic example of nifritz b'mloy l'malka ma'asar is where you have two chatzeros, where one chatzer opens up into the other chatzer, to the extent that there's no eruvei chatzeros or shitufei mevayos between these two chatzeros, so you can't carry from chatzer A to chatzer B. If one chatzer is completely exposed to the other chatzer, then the halacha would be I would not be allowed to carry even in this chatzer. Now, if you wanted to fix that issue, what would you need to do? What you would do is either make an eruv between the two chatzeros, or you can put a lechi. You can put a little something on the side of the chatzer so that it's not completely exposed to the makom ha'aser. Because the halacha of nifratz bimloyei l'makom ha'aser is emphasis on loyei. It has to be 100% exposed. To the extent that it's not 100% exposed, then the halacha is, then it's not going to be a problem. So just like putting a lechi in the front of a mavoi would allow you to be metaltal in a mavoi, so too putting a lechi on the side of a chatzer that opens up to another chatzer, where there's no shitufei mevayos between the two chatzeros, would also help. In Lumdis, they work a little differently. The lechi in the front of the mavoi serves the purpose of being a heker, so that it doesn't look like you're Rishus HaRabim. As a result, you're allowed to carry there. The lechi, or the pass, or the board, or the little something that you would put by the entranceway of the chatzer would serve the purpose of it not being nifratz bimloyoy. It's nifratz ruboy, but not nifratz bimloyoy. To the extent that it's not 100% exposed, then this halacha is not going to apply. The third hanacha that we need to be mindful of in the beginning of this daf is machloikis amayroim that the Gemara brought on daf tes amid beis, and that is if you have a lechi that's visible from the outside of the mavoi, but it's not visible from the inside of the mavoi. It's nira mibachotz v'shava mibefnim. So if you're standing inside the mavoi, the lechi just looks like an extension of the wall of the mavoi. If, however, you're standing in the Rishos HaRabim, it's obvious that this lechi is really protruding and there's a heker. So you have the heker from the outside, you don't have the heker from the inside. And the Gemara said, Rab Chia and Rab Shimon by Rebbe argued. Chadama one said, Nidim Mishum Lechi. The Chadama and the other one said, Einoi Nidim Mishum Lechi. So with those three Hanachos, Zok the Gemara. Amar Rabbe Barafuno. Rabbe Barafuno said, Nir Bibachot Veshavu Bibifnin. If you have a lechi that's visible from the outside, but it's not visible from the inside, meaning you can see it from the Rishos HaRabim, you can't see it from the Mavi. Nidim Mishum Lechi. The Lech is, it's considered a kosher lechi. Amar Rabbe, Rabbe said, Umay Sfino Nashmaiten. So Rabbe Barafuno was the one that said this halacha. As we'll see later in the daf, the name matters. It was the Amoira Rafuna son Rabba. And says the Gemara that Omar Rabba, but Rabba Barafuna himself said, I have a kash on this. Umay Sfinon Ashmait from a Mishnah that we've already mentioned. Chatzik Tanishin, if it's all the Gdoilo. If you have a small chatzir, that opens up into a larger chatzir. So you have two chatzeros that are adjacent to each other. Each one of these chatzeros is a regular Rishos HaYachid. One opens up to the other. The Ktana is narrower at its width than is the gedayla. So the halach is gedayla mutar. So you're allowed to carry in the gedayla. Uktana asura, and you're not allowed to carry in the ketana. And the reason is, mipnei shehi kepischa shel gedayla. Now we're talking about where there was no shitufe mevoyos between the two chatzeres. So the people in chatzer gedayla and the people in chatzer ketana never made an eruv to combine the two chatzeres. Had they made an eruv, then obviously this is one big happy family, there'd be no issue. But hacha b'mayaskinon, where there was no eruv, stating that each one of these chatzeres in their own right is really a rishos hayach. So the question is, can you carry in the chatzer ketana? Could you carry in the chatzer gedayla? So the halach is, you can carry in the chatzer gedayla, you cannot carry in the chatzer ketana. Now, this is an example of where a picture is worth a thousand words. But the point is that being that the Chatzar Ketana is narrower, so if you're standing in the Chatzar Ketana and you're looking towards the Chatzar Gedayla, you are 100% exposed on the side where the Chatzar Ketana and the Chatzar Gedayla meets to the Chatzar Gedayla. It's what's known as Nifratz Bimloyoy L'makam Ha'aser. If it's Nifratz Bimloyoy L'makam Ha'aser, even though the Chatzar Ketana is a Rishos HaYachid that you're allowed to carry in, and even though the Chatzar Gedayla is a Rishos HaYachid that you're allowed to carry in, but being that I can't carry from the Chatzar Ketana to the Chatzar Gedayla, it's known as Nifratz Bimloyoy L'makam Ha'aser. Nifratz Bimloyoy L'makam Ha'aser is in and of itself going to be an issue. If you're standing in the Chatzar Gedayla looking towards the Chatzar Ketana, being that the Chatzar Gedayla is wider, so although you're exposed to the Chatzar Ketana, but you're not completely exposed to the Chatzar Ketana, because on the sides of the Chatzar Ketana, you have walls. You have a wall to the right, you have the wall to the left. Those two walls are what makes up the additional width of the Chatzar Gedayla versus the Chatzar Ketana. So even though it's Nifratz, but it's not Nifratz B'Meloyoy, as a result, you don't have this halacha of Nifratz B'Meloyoy Malacha Ma'aser, and therefore you'd be allowed to carry in the Chatzar Gedayla, even though you're not allowed to carry in the Chatzar Ketana. So again, Chatzar Ketana opens up into the Chatzar Gedayla, the Chatzar Ketana is a Rishos HaYachid, the Chatzar Gedayla is a Rishos HaYachid. You can carry in the Chatzar Ketana, technically, you should be able to carry in the Chatzar Gedayla as well. Stating that, being that you didn't make an Erev between the two Chatzeros, so the Chatzar Ketana to the Chatzar Gedayla has a Nifretz B'Mloy L'makam Ha'aser problem, therefore you can't carry in the Chatzar Ketana. From the Chatzar Gedayla to the Chatzar Ketana, if you're standing in the Chatzar Gedayla, it's not Nifretz B'Mloy, because you have the two side walls that makes up that additional width. So it's not Nifretz B'Mloy L'makam Ha'aser, so it's not going to be a problem. So what does this have to do with a Lechi that's near Mibachos V'Shavet Mibifnim? Zok de Gemara, so Rabbi Barafuna said, V'im Iso. Now if you're going to tell me that a Lechi that's nira mi bachotz and it's shava mi bifnim is nidoin mishum lechi, then ktana namin nishteri bin nira mi bachotz v'shava mi bifnim. So why do we look at the chatzar ketana as if it's nifretz b'mloy l'makam ha'aser? Why don't we say that the two side walls that's of the chatzar gedayla are lechis or pasim of the chatzar ketana? So the Chatzar Ketana should not be considered Nifratz B'Mloyoy L'makam Ma'aser. What are you going to tell me? You can't see the lechis from the Chatzar Ketana. Who cares? I could see it from the Chatzar Gedayla. And as long as it's Nira, albeit Mibachotz, even though I can't see it from the inside because it's Shava Mibifnim, it should still be Nidai Mishom Lach. Now, at first glance, you're going to tell me, Ma'inyin Shmitei Eitzel Har Sinai. This is Tanei Chitim V'Hoidolei B'Soyrin. The lechi that's near me b'chutz v'shavim mibefneim is talking about a mavoi. We need a lechi to serve as a hacker. The chutzah ketana, the chutzah gedoyla is dealing with a whole different issue. You're dealing with the problem of nifritz b'mloy l'makom ma'aser, and we're trying to establish is if nifritz b'mloy or is it not nifritz b'mloy. But the Gemara is equating the two. At the end of the day, a lechi fixes a mavoi that opens up on one side to a rishus harabim, a lechi or a pas, same difference, fixes a chatzer that's nifritz b'mloy l'makom ma'aser. And if the halach is that nira mibachutz v'shavim mibefnim is a lechi, so that it can fix the mavoi to the extent that you'd be able to carry in the mavoi, even though it opens to rishus harabim, then the same should be true as it relates to the chatzer ketana that opens up to the chatzer gedayla, where it's technically nifritz b'mloy, but it's only nifritz b'mloy if I'm looking at it from inside. But if from the outside, I have these gifufim, I have these side walls, I have a lechi, I have a pas. These are all synonyms of each other. But as long as it's near mibachutz, even though it's shavim mibefnim, that in and of itself should be an issue. So Rabbi Barafuna said, near mibachutz v'shavim mibefnim, nidah mishum lechi, but umayisvina nashmait, and we have a kasha from this mishum with the chatzah ketan and the chatzah gedoylo. I'm Rab Zeiro. So Rab Zeiro said to answer this question, b'nechnasin koisle ketana legedoylo. You have to say that the case of the chatzah ketan and the chatzah gedoylo is where the two side walls of the chatzah gedoylo, again, the chatzah gedoylo meets the chatzah ketana. The chatzah gedoylo, by definition, is wider than the chatzah ketana. So the pashit, the way you visualize it is that the two walls that make up the additional width of the chatzah gedoylo versus the chatzah ketana meet the chatzah ketana where the walls, the side walls of the chatzah ketana end. But says the Gemara, you'll have to say that hacha b'mayaskin, and that's not what it is. But rather, those two gifufim of the chatzah gedoyla went towards the middle of the side walls of the chatzah ketana. And the point of the Gemara is that the only time you can view the side wall as a pass, the only time you could use it as a lechi for the chatzah ketana, is if the side walls would be at the very end of the chatzah ketana. But being that it's not at the end of the chatzah ketana, but rather it's more towards the middle of the chatzah ketana, b'kahai gavna, it's not considered a pas. So if it's not considered a pas, it's for that reason, it's not nogei. Freit digmar v'leim love of the tishtari. Forget about the actual sidewall. Forget about the side wall. You're right. The side wall is a few feet deep. Again, if you have a picture, it's very easy to pick this up. But forget the actual side wall. Why don't you say that the gap between where the front wall is and the side wall should be closed off al yedei lavud? And if you can close it al yedei lavud, let that be the side wall. Meaning, forget about where the physical wall is. Let's use an imaginary wall as the side wall through lavud. You'll tell me, okay, that's an easy answer. Lavud only works up to 3 tfachim. We've seen Rav Shimon Gamliel Shita that says the lavud could work up to 4 tfachim, but there's a limit in terms of how far lavud works. And maybe the reason there's no side wall al yedei lavud is simply because the chatzah gedoyla was too much wider than the chatzah ketana for there to be able to have a lavud. But vatani Rav Adabar Avimika made Rav Chanino ketana be'ese gedoyla ba'achas esrei. But we have a braisa that put numbers to the chatzeros. The chatzah ketana was 10 amos. The chatzah gedoyla was 11 amos. The point is the chatzah gedoyla was only 1 amma bigger than the chatzah ketana. Now if the chatzah gedoyla was only 1 amma bigger than the chatzah ketana, then it comes out you have lavud. Why? Because 1 amma is made up of 6 tfachim. Which means, l'chura, if you're going to distribute it evenly, you'll have 3 tfachim on one side, 3 tfachim on the other side. Now, 3 tfachim is too much for lavud. Lavud only works if you have a little less than 3 tfachim. But the thickness of the wall itself takes up some space. So it's going to come out, you have less than 3 tfachim on each side. If you have less than 3 tfachim on each side, so it comes out, you have lavud. So again, freikta gemara. Then I don't understand. Why can't you carry the chatzah ketana? Because it's nifritz b'mloy l'makom ma'aser. Why don't you say that even though from the chatzah ketana's perspective, I don't see any pasim, I don't see any lechis, so it's nifritz b'mloyoy, but if I'm looking at it from the chatzah gedoyla, I see the lechi. And even if you're going to tell me that the lechi itself was in the midpoint of the wall, and for whatever reason, and in that case, the lechi doesn't work. It has to be like at the edge of the wall. It's not at the edge of the wall, so it's not going to work. But you, shluchura, have an imaginary wall at the edge of the wall. How do you have an imaginary wall? Through lavud. And how do I know you have lavud over here? Maybe it's just too wide, because we have numbers, because we know it was 10 and 11, which means 3 on each side, which means really less than 3 on each side because of the thickness of the wall. So then they have lechi. So what must be the teretz? Oh, must be, if the lechi is near mibachutz, v'shavim mibifnim, it's not a lechi. This was the Gemara's kasha, but I'm Ravina. Ravina said, "No, b'muflagam a kaisel zeh v'shnayim, umi kaisel zeh barba." It could be really if you had a perfect lavud, maybe the lechi would be a good lechi. And the reason is because maybe near mibachot v'shavu b'fnim could be a lechi. But hachav mayaskinon, where it was six tfachim wider, but it wasn't distributed evenly. Meaning it wasn't 3 and 3, rather it was 4 and 2. So it's true, on one side you have lavud, because it's 2, but the other side it's 4, you don't have lavud, and therefore it doesn't work. But for Gemara, at the very least, why don't you have lavud on one side? So you have to say that the Mishnah is going according to Rebbe, the Amar Binan Shnei Pasin, who holds that the only time something, a chatzir, is not considered nifritz b'mloy l'makam aser, is if you have two sideboards. One sideboard is not enough, you would have to have two. The Tanya learned to the Rice, a chatzir, Niteres bepas echad, Rebbe Yomer b'shnei pasim. You'd have to have two pasims. According to Rebbe, if you have to have two pasim, so that's where it's negeya that you don't have two over here, and being that you don't have two, so that's why you would not be able to carry in the chatzar ketana. You should be able to carry there based on the pasim. So what are you going to tell me? I could only see the pasim from the outside, but I thought the halacha is that nirim mibachot v'shavim mibefnim nidayim mishum lechi. So the Gemara says, the Teretz says, well, you didn't really have pasim. The reason you have pasim is because the two side walls of the Chatzar Gedayla were attached to the middle of the side walls of the Chatzar Ketana, not the edge of the side walls of the Chatzar Ketana. What about lavud? The Teretz says you didn't have a shir lavud. What do you mean? We know it's 6 tfachim. If it's 6 tfachim, by definition, you must have had the shir lavud. It was distributed 4 and 2. Okay, so lavud on one side, shouldn't one pass be enough? No, we're going according to Rebbe, one pass. Either way, as we saw, the Gemara had to jump through a lot of hoops. The Gemara is going to chazer it now in the Cheshbon. But a lot of hoops to be miyashiv this kasha. And that is that at the end of the day, if a lechi is maspik, if it's nirim mibachutz, so why is it that the chatzah ketana is considered nifritz b'mloy l'makam ha'asar? Why are the side walls of the chatzah gedoyla not considered a lechi for the chatzah ketana so that it shouldn't be nifritz b'mloy l'makam ha'asar? But let's see the cheshbon inside. So, I have a problem with everything that we just said. Why? If you're going to tell me that anytime you have a lechi that's nirim mibachutz, but you can't see it from the inside, the halach is enoy nidoy mishum lechi. It's not considered a lechi. The Rebbe savalak Rabbi Yosi, and Rebbe holds like Rabbi Yosi, that holds that a pas has to be at least 3 tfachim wide. Udrab zeir udrafin halessa. And if that's the case, you don't have to come on to make an akimta like Reb Zera made. What was Reb Zera's akimta? Benichnasim koislei ketana legdaila. And you also don't have to make Ravina's akimta. What was Ravina's akimta? That the way the 6 extra tfachim were distributed was 4 on one side and 2 on the other side. Mishum hachi, I understand why ketana be'eser ugdaila be'achas esrei. I understand then why the Chachamim said that the chatzah ketana and the chatzah gedaila, the ratio was the chatzah ketana was 10 amis and the chatzah gedaila was 11 amis. It's because Rebbe holds like Rabbi Yosi. In other words, the Gemara is saying that you were just miyash of everything. Meaning, we thought at Muscho Rishon that the Chatzah Ketana and the Chatzah Gedoyla, the reason the Chatzah Ketana is treated as Nifritz B'mloy M'lamakum Ha'aser is because it has no side posts. Because it's Nifritz B'mloy. The lechi is nirim mibachutz. So the Gemara wanted to bring a raya from here that nirim mibachutz v'shavim mibefnim is not considered a lechi. The problem is, Rabbi Bar Avuna said that it is considered a lechi. So to answer that question, the Gemara started making a whole bunch of akimtas, which technically was all able to work. The problem is that the Gemara says, I have a raya that those akimtas are not real. I have a raya that that's really not what's going on. Because at the end of the day, the Chachamim said that the Chatzah Ketana was 10 amos wide and the Chatzah Gedoyla was 11 amos wide. Why did the Chachamim say that? Meaning, in the Mishnah wasn't muchach to say that. The Chachamim went ahead and they said that. They must have had a reason to say it. So the Gemara says, I have one plausible reason why they might have said it. You know why? Probably because it's a Shitas Rabbi Yosi who holds that a pas has to be 3 tvachim wide. It has to be 3 tvachim wide. There's also a Shitas Rebbe that holds that the only time something's not considered nifritz b'mloyoy is if it has 2 pasim, one on one side, one on the other side. Oh, so it's very geschmack why the Chachamim said that it was 10 and 11. It was done so that you could explain why you're allowed to carry in the Chatzah Gedoyla. You're allowed to carry because it's not nifritz b'mloy. The chatzah ketana is nifritz b'mloy. But the chatzah gedolah is not nifritz b'mloy. Why is it not nifritz b'mloy? Because it has two pasim, and each one of the pasim is made up of three tvachim. So if you have two pasim, each one of the pasim is three tvachim. So like this, it works. So in order to have two pasim, each one is three, you have to have six extra tvachim. That's why the numbers we have are 10 and 11. It makes perfect sense why we came up with that number. If, however, you're going to tell me that really, that if that was the situation, you would have been able to carry in the Chatzah Ketana. If it was three and three, why would you be able to carry in the Chatzah Ketana? Because then you would have Lavan on each side, which would then give me lechis or pasim for the Chatzah Ketana. And even though I can't see it from the Chatzah Ketana, but Mirim Bachos V'Shava B'Fnim is going to be enough. And it's for that reason you have no choice but to say that really it wasn't three and three, but it was four and two. And being that it's 4 and 2, we're going Galibi the Rebbe, and therefore it doesn't work. And all the akimtas that the Gemara ended up making, so then why in the first place say that it was 6 tfachim more? The whole mile of saying 6 tfachim more is to check off the box of Rebbe, of 2 pasim, and the box of Rebbe Yossi, that each pas is made up of 3 tfachim. So that's a reasonable reason to say that it was 6 tfachim more. But if you're going to tell me that it's not 3 and 3, because it has to be 4 and 2, because if it's 3 and 3, you're going to have a nirim b'chutz v'shava b'fnim, you're going to end up now not being different from loy makam ha'aser, you're going to be allowed to carry in the chatzah katana, then why are we talking about 6 and 2? Eli'i amid nirim b'chutz v'shava b'fnim nidim mishum lechi. You have to come up to Reb Zeir as a kimta that the walls where the lechi touches the middle of the wall, and you have to come on to Ravina that said that it was 4 and 2. And if that's the case, you also have to say the Rebbe doesn't know the Reb Yosi, because if it's 4 and 2, then by definition you don't need each one to be 3 tvachim wide. Then what was the whole point in making the Gedoyla 11 and the Ketana 10? Maman of Shach, and the Gemara talks it through. If you want it to be 6 tvachim more to be mata the Gedoyla, Basish. If to the extent you don't hold like Rabbi Yossi, you don't hold that each pass has to be 3 tefachim, so that it could be even a tefach. So all you need is eser and shnei tefachim. You need a tefach on one side, a tefach on the other side. Why do I need it to be 6 tefachim more? V'ilam meisro l'ktanikasi. And if you need it to establish why the ktana is aser, you need to establish a situation where you don't have the shir lavud. Lashbin in the mafli yituva, that it could be more than 6 tefachim. El lav shmami no nira mi bachutz v'shava mi b'fnim. Einoy nidoy mishum lechi must be that if it's nir b'chutz and it's shavim b'fnim, it's not nidoy mishum lechi shmaminos. This is a little bit of a hard cheshbon, but basically what the Gemara is saying is that in the sugis of Mavi there was a machloikis amayram whether a lechi that's nir b'chutz v'shavim b'fnim is nidoy mishum lechi, is not nidoy mishum lechi. So the Gemara said at first glance I have a raya that it's not nidoy mishum lechi. What's the raya? Because we have a mishnah later where a chatzah ketana opened up into a chatzah gedolah. We're not discussing a mavi. We're discussing a chatzah. We're not discussing the concern that the mavi looks like a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. We're discussing a completely different halacha. We're discussing the halacha that nifritz b'mloy l'makam ha'aser is going to be a problem. How do you correct nifritz b'mloy l'makam ha'aser? You put two lechis. The halacha was that the chatzah ketani and aleret carry. Why not? Because it was nifritz b'mloy. Either it's a lechi mibachutz, it's nir mibachutz, v'shava mibifnim. So the Gemara had a whole bunch of akimtas that it made to try to be miyashev, that maybe really those lechis could theoretically have been lechis, but hachav mayaskinon 4 and 2, hachav mayaskinon where they merge with the chatzah ketana more towards the middle of the wall, but at la'achara iyun, the Gemara comes out that really those terutzim are not good terutzim, and if that's the case, from that mishnah, you have a raya that if it's near mi b'chutz v'shavim mi b'fnim, einoy nidim mishum lechi. I'm Rabbi Yosef. So Rabbi Yosef heard Rabbi Bar Rav Huna's halacha, and he said, "Loishmili hashmaita." I never heard from Rav Huna. So Rabbi Yosef was a Talmud of Rav Huna, and he said, "I never heard from Rav Huna this halacha." Meaning, you would think Rabbi Bar Rav Huna probably heard this halacha, that a lechi that's nir mi bachutz v'shavim mi b'fnin is nida mishum lechi. He probably heard it from his father Rav Huna. Rav Yosef said, "I never heard it from Rav Huna." Amalei Abayo. So again, when you have Rav Yosef, you almost always have Abayos. Abayo told him, "No, Rav Yosef, Rebbe machstatos at Amrin Nalon. You did hear it from Rav Huna. You taught it to us." V'ha Amrin Nalon. I'll even tell you what the context was. Amir Rami Bar Abba Amr Rav Huna lechi amoichachem doif nishal koysel. If you have a lechi that protrudes beyond the wall of the mavoi, so the lechi was attached to the mavoi, but along the length of the wall of the mavoi. So the halacha is like this: pachas mi arba amos. If it's less than 4 amos, nidim mishum lechi. It's a bona fide lechi. Umishtamish. im chudei apnimi, and you're allowed to be mishtamish up until the inner wall of the lechi. Arba amos. If the lechi is 4 amos long, then it's not considered a lechi. It's too big. It's the shear of a mavoi, and as a result, you can't carry there. V'asul ishtamish pekula. The lechi doesn't work. Either way, this is what Rav Huna said. Abaye told Rav Yosef, let me tell you what you commented on this. You said, Shmami not class. You see, three halachas from Rav Huna said. Number one, Shmami not ben l'chayayim asr. You see from here, ben l'chayayim is asr. Because what did Rav Huna say? If you have a lechi, to the extent that it's a good lechi, you can be mishtamish im chudei apnimi, up until the inner part. So you see that ben l'chayayim, which was the topic of yesterday's daf, you're not allowed to carry. Uchmami not meshach mavi bar. You see also the minimum shear of a mavi is dal namas. Because the maximum share of a lechi is dalet amos, which means the minimum share of a mavi is dalet amos, because there's an inverse relationship. A lechi that has the share of a mavi is too big to be a lechi. So if dalet amos is too big for a lechi, that means dalet amos is the minimum share for a mavi. Ushmami no, and you see another thing. And this is the punchline. Nir mi bachutz, the shava mi bifnim, nida mishum lechi. Because this lechi was just an extension of the wall. So if you're standing inside the mavi, it just looks like the wall is much longer. It's not nir mi bifnim. It's only nir mi bachutz. So what do you see from there? That nir mi bachutz, the shava mi bifnim, nida mishum lechi. The hilchasa, what's the bottom line? Nir mi bachutz, the shava mi bifnim, nida mishum lechi. Like Rabbi Barav Huna said, like Rav Yosef was mechiach from Rav Huna, but the problem is it's not like the Gemara's kasha that it proved from the Chatzah Ketana and the Chatzah Gedayla. So, afraid the Gemara tiyufta vehilchasa. How could that be? Here you ask the tiyufta near it's a hilchasa. The Gemara says in mishum the Tani Rav Chiya kavaseh, because on Daf Tesam and Beis the Gemara brought it also in the name of Rav Chiya. So at the end of the day, once Rav Chiya taught it in a brisa, that ends up being the bottom line. So a lechi that's nearer mi bachutz v'shava mi bifnim is nidai mishum lechi. The Mishnah said that a koira, a mavoi shi gavoy l'mayla mi'aser mama, you might. You have to make it lower. What happens if the entranceway is wider than 10 amos? That's also an issue. There too, you might. Amr Abaya. Abaya said, Tanu belong to the Braisa, but Rachel Nessa, you might. Rabbi Yehuda said, ain't it tzarech l'mayit. Rabbi Yehuda says, you don't have to be a mayit. The same Rabbi Yehuda that argued in our Mishnah with regards to the maximum height of a kaira, the Mishnah said it can't be more than 20 amos, Rabbi Yehuda argued, as it relates to the width of the entranceway of the mavoi. For it to be mutter al yedei kaira, Rabbi Yehuda argues there as well. The Tana of the Mishnah said, harachav me'ese yemayit. In the Mishnah, we don't have this Rabbi Yehuda, but in the Braisa, Rabbi Yehuda says it could be more than 10 amos. In it tzarech l'mayit, the ad kama. Okay, so how wide can it be? Sokta Gemara, sov Rav Achai kamed Rabbi Yosef v'meimar. So Rav Achai was learning with Rabbi Yosef, and he threw out the following suggestion. He said, ad sholish esrei amos v'shlish, up until 13 and 1/3 amos, the kalva chaymer mi pase birois. So the sugya pase birois is something that we're going to see in great detail in the coming dafin. But in short, the chachamim issued a kula for the yidden that were oyler regel. So once upon a time, shalish pamim bashana yerok kol schurcha, the yidden would be oyler regel, and when they were oyler regel, they would travel with their animals, and the animals would get thirsty. So what do? Naturally, you drink from a well. The problem is, a well, if it's 10 tefachim deep and it's dalet al dalet, it has a din of a rishus hayachid. If you're going to take water from the well and you're going to bring it outside the well, you're carrying from a rishus hayachid to a rishus harabim or from a rishus hayachid to a carmelist. So the Chachamim said that what you can do and what you need to do is you need to close off the area surrounding the well, bring the animals inside that area, and then feed them over there. As long as you close off the area, so you're not carrying from a rishus hayachid to a carmelist or to a rishus harabim, but rather you're carrying from a rishus hayachid to a rishus hayachid. You bring the water outside the well, you're still inside the rishus hayachid. Now, to make real mechitzes is a big tercho. So Chama made a kula. They said what you could do is you could put a pase birois. So these pasim are L-shaped. They're L-shaped poles, which you put on the four corners. You have to make sure that they're not too far apart from each other. Sugis that the Gemara is going to discuss exactly how this works. That closes off that whole area. Now you're allowed to take water outside the well. Now the halacha is that the maximum distance that you're allowed to have between these two pasim was 13 amos and a third. So Rabbi Achai was sitting in front of Rabbi Yosef and he said that we know Rabbi Yehuda holds that the entranceway of a mavoi could be more than 10 amos. How much more could it be? So he said probably up to 13 and a third. Why? Kal v'chomer from pasi birois. Uma pasi birois sheitartem and paritz meruba aloimed. Because by pasi birois you see a tremendous kula. What's the kula? Paritz meruba aloimed is good. What does that mean? Usually, in order for a wall to be considered a wall, it can have a breach. But at the same time, you need more wall than not wall. You need that it should be oymed meruba ala parts. We're going to see more about this on Amid Beis. Pansi birois is an unbelievable chiddush because there really is no wall. All you have is these four poles on the four corners, these L-shaped poles. So you clearly have parts meruba loymed. The teretz is, it's a chiddush. It's the kula of pasi birois. But Rabbi Chai said, I have a kavu chaymer. Madach pasi birois. With parets, merubah loymed is good. Still, he tarot to them, yoyse mishalish esriyam mishlish. But there's a maximum of parets that you're allowed to have up to 13 and a third. So mavish loy tarot to buy parets, merubah loymed. So mavish, when you don't have parets, merubah loymed, and it didn't shalay tatabay yoyse mishalish esriyam mishlish. So certainly, you shouldn't be able to run with more than 13 amas and a third. So he said, I don't know what Rabbi Yehuda's maximum shear is. We don't have a Messiah of what Rabbi Yehuda held, but I think based on the Kavachem from Pasi Birois, not more than 13 and a third. Because Pasi Birois is so kuladig, and still they didn't allow more than 13 and a third. So I don't think the entrance way of a Mavoy in Rabbi Yehuda's world could be more than 13 and a third. But the Gemara says, V'hiyan any senes. You could say Fakert as far as well. Maybe Pasi Birois, Shitak Mabarat Mabaloime. Maybe Dafka Pasi Birois, where you find such a kula that it's part its Maruma. So over there, Leitatvim Yoysim Mishlolo Shesra Amivishosh. Maybe over there, you can't have more than 13 and a third. But obviously, Leitatvim Parats Maruma, but by Mavi, which is not parts merubah loymed, tatabay yoyse mishalosh esriyam mishlish. Maybe you could do more. Meaning the Gemara is suggesting that maybe dafka by pasim birois, where the whole wall is so inferior, so there we don't allow it to be more than 13 and a third. But maybe if you have a legitimate wall, like the entranceway of the Mavi, you have a nice chain of wall. It just so happens the entranceway is very wide. So maybe even if the entranceway is more than 13 and a third, it's going to be okay. Inami, the Gemara says, or I could even tell you fakel idchki is a pasim birois takilas buchat kulo. Maybe Pasi Birois, being that it's so kulavik, that's why you can have it 13 and a third. But maybe Mavi Klal Klaloi, maybe Mavi can't even be 13 and a third. So at the end of the day, Rabbi Yosef told Rabbi Chai, yeah, I understand you're coming with a Kal V'Chaymer, but the bottom line is, I don't think the Kal V'Chaymer is a good Kal V'Chaymer, because you can ask a Pircha this way, you can ask a Pircha that way. Maybe Pasi Birois is only good up to 13 and a third because it's parts merubah, but maybe if it was oymed merubah la parts, it could be more than 13 and a third, or maybe fakert because it's so kula that we allow 13 and a third. It's just another kula. You have the kula pasi birois where it could be parts merubah, so you have another kula that you can have these wide gaps of 13 and a third, but maybe ordinarily you can have such a wide gap of 13 and a third. Regardless, zok tigemar vaita tani levi mabashi rachav esr mamma, another classic intense erev in amud. So if you have a mavoi which is 20 amos wide, it's a problem. The Mishnah says it can't be more than 10 amos wide. So what do you have to do? You might. So Levi said, how do you make the gap in the front of the mavoi narrower? Noyitz kana b'emtzi yisai. Take a pole, stick it in the middle, v'dayay, and that's going to be enough. Meaning, if it's a perfect 20 amos, take a pole that's one amma. If you take a pole that's one amma, so now the distance on both sides of the pole are going to be less than 10 amos. So if each side is going to be 9.5 amos, so you're going to end up having less than 10 amos on each side. You just cut the entranceway in half. You don't have a gap anymore that's more than 10 amos. But the Gemara says, Hutanula fu amala. Levi said it, and then Levi said the following, that even though I'm aware of such a brisa, meaning Levi wasn't saying his own chiddush. Tani Levi, Levi taught a brisa. So after he taught the Braisa, he said, "Ein halacha goes to Mishnah." Just letting you know, the halacha is not like that Mishnah or that Braisa. Meaning it's not true. Ikadami, some say, "I'm a Shmuel Mishmei the Levi." Shmuel said, "Mishmei the Levi." Ein halacha goes to Mishnah. Eleichi of it. Okay, so if that's not good, I mean, you can't just stick a pole in the middle. You have to do better than that. So what could you do? I'm a Shmuel Mishmei the Levi. Shmuel said in the name of Levi, "Oisa paska vayasar." What you have to do is you have to take a board that's 10 tefachim tall. The meshach arba amos has to be 4 amos long, umamidai la'arkei shel mavoi, and you put it along the length of the mavoi. Meaning a pole doesn't cut the entranceway. What you need is, you need a board. But not just any board, a board that has the minimum length of a mavoi. If you take a board that has the minimum length of a mavoi, that's going to cut the entranceway, and in that case, it's going to be okay. So how do you cut the entranceway? Meaning, how are you memayit? So Levi set over from a braisa, just stick a pole. You want to say, no, a pole's nothing. That doesn't do anything. You need a chashivos. The chashivos is you take a pass that's 10 tefachim tall, It's four tefachim long. You stick it in the front. Oh, if you do that, or four amos long, you stick it in the front. It has the minimum shear of what a mavoi is supposed to be. So now it's like you have two entrance ways to the mavoi, or better, it's like you have two mavois. So you have two mavois. This already for sure is going to be good. Zok Gemara inami. Alternatively, another thing you can do is kedem Rav Yehuda. This is where it gets exciting. Tom Rav Yehuda says mavoi shurachav chamesh esrei amo. If you have a mavoi that's 15 amos wide, again, it's too wide. We're going according to Chachamim. It's not allowed to be more than 10 amos. And in this case, it was 15 amos. So marchik shtei amos. What you should do is that you should take a board, remove it 2 amos away from the wall. Va'ose pas shalish amos. Make that board 3 amos wide. If you have a board that's 3 amos wide, it's 2 amos removed from one of the walls. So essentially what you just did was you just closed off the 5 amos closest to one of the walls. So now the distance on the other side of the pass is going to be your 10 amos, which is fine, which is what it's allowed to be. In other words, what you can do is you can just make a wall of 5 amos, and like this, instead of it being 15 amos, it's going to end up being 10 amos. But here's the chiddush. You don't have to make the wall 5 amos. What you can do is you can make the wall 3 amos, and as long as you make the wall 3 amos, that in and of itself is going to be fine. Why? Because as long as the wall is 3 amos, the 2 amos of space become bottled to the 3 amos, because it's oimed meruba ala paretz, so the 3 plus 2 now becomes 5. The point is, you just knocked off 5 amos, now you have a 10 amos entrance. If you have a 10 amos entrance, everything is going to be okay. Now, Rav Yehuda said as halacha regarding a mavi shuhu rachav chamesh esrei amos. We were discussing a mavi that was 20 amos wide. So it's the same difference. If the mavi would be 20 amos wide, you could do the same exact thing, just double the numbers. Instead of removing it 2 and making the pass 3, remove it 4 and make the pass 6. But the point is there's two ways you can cut the entrance way of a mavi when it's too wide. Either you can take a pass, 10 tefachim tall, 4 amos deep, and then place it along the length, the 4 amos should go along the length of the mavoi. So now you have 2 entrance ways to the mavoi, that each one is less than 10 amos, that's for sure going to be okay. Or what you could do is you could take a pass, place it at the entrance way along its width, but close off one of the sides, and you don't even have to close it off entirely, as long as it's oimin meruba. So for example, if the entrance way is 15 amos wide, remove it 2 amos from the side, make the pass 3 amos wide, that in and of itself is going to be okay. But now the Gemara gets technical. Vamai. Why do you have to do all this? Meaning, why do you have to go 2 amos away from the wall, make the pass 3 amos wide? Yes, the pass amo umechza. Why can't you take a pass that's an amo umechza, 1.5 amos, v'yarchik shtei amos, and then put it against the wall, remove, now go the distance of 2 amos, v'yasa pas amo mechza, and then put another pass that's going to be an amo mechza. Meaning, at the end of the day, you're going to end up in the same place. You're going to end up with a pass that's an amo mechza, and another pass that's an amo mechza. Amo mechza together ends up being 3 amos. You can have space of 2 amos, but instead of it being situated where you have space of 2 amos, and then you have 3 amos, why can't you have 1.5 plus 2 plus 1.5? So Zok to Gemara, maybe the reason the Gemara didn't say that is Kishma, you know, maybe you see a very important halacha from here. Because the only reason this works is because you have more oimid than parets. Now the truth is, if you combine all the oimids, you can have more oimid than parets. You have 1.5 of oimid, 1.5 of oimid. You have 2 of parets. It's 3 plus 2. You have more oimid. But it's only more oimid if you combine the two. If you look at each one individually, it's actually less. Because the parts is 2, and each one of the oimids is only 1.5. So, says the Gemara, maybe the reason we picked the case of a gap of 2 and oimid of 3 is because we need oimid meruba in one block. So the 3 is more than the 2. But if I only have 3 through 1.5 and 1.5, being that each one is less, even though together they're more, maybe that's why it's not okay. And this could be a very important halach in other sugis in Masechtas Erevin. You see that oimen meruba laparetz, if it's mishtei ruchos, lo yavi oimen. The Gemara says no. Maybe really it is an oimen. And don't bring a raya. From the fact that the Gemara didn't suggest this, that must mean that oimen meruba laparetz mishtei ruchos is lo yavi oimen. Because maybe really it is oimen. V'shani hacha, the reason this doesn't work is for a different problem. Because the asya avir de haigisa, the avir de haigisa mevatale. You know why it's not going to work? The reason it's not going to work is because What are you doing? You're going to have a pass of 1.5. You're going to have a gap of 2. Another pass of 1.5. Okay. Now, up until this point, we've been ignoring what's going to go on the other side of those passim. But the truth is, on the other side of the second pass, that's 1.5, you have a huge gap. You have your 10 amas gap. That's the entranceway to the mavoi. The problem is that the 1.5 amma pass, not the one that's attached to the wall, the one that's more towards the middle, the one that's to the right of the wall, is sandwiched by two gaps, both of which are bigger than it. One is 2 amas, and the other one is 10 amas. So you know what happens? The aver on both sides are mevatel the pass, and it's for that reason it doesn't work. Meaning you want to know in a vacuum whether you can add up all the oimeds, make it merubah l'paritz, and let it work. The answer is yes. The reason it doesn't work over here is because in this case, the oimed is bottle to the paritzes on the two sides. And it's for that reason it's an issue. There's a bittle problem over here. And because of the bittle problem, that's why it doesn't work. Faith to Gemara. Okay, I have a way to alleviate that. Meaning, v'yasa pas amo, why don't we put a pas of an amo next to the wall? V'yarchik amo, then have a gap of an amo. V'yasa pas amo, put another pas of an amo. V'yarchik amo, have another gap of an amo. V'yasa pas amo, then put another gap of an amo. And have another pas of an amo. In this case, again, you have oimed of 3, because you have 3 pasim, each one is an amo. You have a gap of 2. It's oimed meruba ala parutz. Why doesn't this work? And l'chura, over here, this should be okay. The Shema Minosa, the Gemara says, let's bring a raya from here, the oimed kaparetz asa, that if you have an equal amount of oimed and an equal amount of parutz, it's not okay. And maybe that's why this is not okay, because over here, the gaps are equal to the oimed. But the Gemara says, maybe I'll tell me oimed kaparetz is really good. V'shani hacha, again, for the same reason, because you have a bittled. Asa, vir, the haigisa, with the haigisa, mevatale, because over here, although it's true, on the one side of that last amma, that last pass, you only have aver, that's an amma, which is equal to the pass, but on the other side, you have this huge gap of 10 ammas. So together, they're going to be mevatlet, so that's why it's not going to work. V'yarchik amma, freik de gemara. Okay, one final issue. Why can you be marchik in an amma? V'yasa pass amma umechza. Make a pass that's 1.5. V'yarchik amma, v'yasa pass amma umechza. Says the Gemara, be marchik an amma from the kaisel, put a pass that's an amma umechza, then be marchik another amma, and put another pass that's an amma umechza. So again, you're closing up this 5 amma area so that your entranceway will be a 10 ammas, not more than 10 ammas. You're doing it by making it oimed meruba because you have 2 1.5 ammas of pass, 2 gaps, each one is an amma. So it's 3 against 2. Over here, there's no bittel. And the reason there's no bittel is because the gaps are an amma versus the pasim that are an amma and a half. So the gap is actually less than the amma. And at the same time, that should work. So, freight the Gemara, why do you have to, in order to close off the area, have a gap of 2 and a pas of 3? There's another way to do it. Be marchik an amma, have a pas of an amma and a half. Be marchik an amma, make a pass of an amma and a half. And all the issues that we had previously with bittel are not going to apply over here. So why can't you do it? And for the Gemara, the perfect answer. And achinami, you really could do it. That's a much bigger tircha. So why would you do that? I mean, you want to do it, do it. But it's much simpler. Chamin, we're giving you an easier way. You don't have to start measuring and making more pasim. This is much simpler. I mean, this is simpler. It's for that reason you're allowed to do it. So what's the bottom line? Just to breathe for 1 second. The bottom line is you have a mavoi that has an entranceway. It's 15 amas wide. It's too big. The Mishnah says if it's rochav me'aser amas, you might. So what do you have to do? You have to take it from 15. You have to knock it down to 10. So what's the eitzah? So the Gemara came out with 2 eitzahs. One that's, well, actually 3 eitzahs. 2 are more practical than the third. One is you could take a wall. It has to be 10 tefachim tall. Has to be 4 amos deep. You put it somewhere towards the middle of the mavoi. So you break the entranceway into 2. That works. Okay. Another eitzah. What you could do is you can take a pass, a board, 3 amas wide, remove it 2 amas from one of the walls, plunk it down, that whole 5 amas area now gets closed off. Because it's oimen meruba la paritz, it completely closes it off. And being that it closes it off, at that point, that five amos is gone. If that five amos is gone, all you have is the entrance. We have 10 amos, you're going to be good. Right? In this case, there's no bittul, right? You have no way of being mevatel the three amos, just to make this clear. Because on the one side, you have 10 amos, that's true. But on the other side, you only have two amos, which is less than the three amos wall. So that five amos area gets completely closed off. So you have an entrance way of 10 amos. Right? The Gemara, I have one problem with all this. You know what the problem is? At the end of the day, this is a mavoi. The mavi is going to need a lechi or a kaira. Where do you put the lechi and the kaira? You put it on the entranceway. Which entranceway? The main entrance. What you just did was, you just created a second entrance. You created a second door. Because now you have your 10 amah door, that's kederach hamelech, and then you have the side door. You have the other door. That's only two amas. Freit the Gemara, v'leichish, why are you concerned? Dilma shavik pischa rabba, v'ayil v'pischa zuta. Shouldn't we be concerned that somebody's going to go with the pischa zuta instead of the pischa rabba? So why is it okay to put a lechi and a kairu by the main entrance? Shouldn't you have to start factoring now that maybe to put the lechi and the kairu on the other entrance as well? Amarav adabar masna chazaka, we have a principle. Ein adam meniach pesach gadol, v'nichnas pesach gadol. No, nobody goes. Why go through the pesach Katan, if you can go through the Pesach Gadol? So over here, do we still assume that the Pesach Gadol is the one that people are going to go into? And that's why if you put a lechi and a kair over there, it's going to be okay. Freit the Gemara, is that so obvious? Umayshna midravami udravasi. Earlier in the Perek, earlier in the Masechto, we had the halach of Rabami and Ravasi, which was a case where one of the side walls of the Mavoi were breached. And the Gemara got involved in a whole situation depending on what the dimensions were, that could be an issue. And the crux of the issue in the Gemara of Rav Ami and Rav Asi is that once you have a breach on the side, so there's a concern that people may go in through there, so the lechi and the kaira that you have in the front of the mavoi may not be maspik, because the lechi and the kaira helps only if it's for the main entrance. Once you have a side entrance, it may not work. Now, the Gemara's kasha is that the assumption is that the main entrance is still the front. So if there's a chazak of Ein Adam Meniach Pesach Gadol V'Nichnas Pesach Katan, what was the Rav Ami and Rav Asi concern? So the Gemara says, no, because Hasan come in Ma'at Be'ilucha. Hacha Lo'i come in Ma'at Be'ilucha. In the case of Rav Ami and Rav Asi, it was a side entrance. Yeah, the side entrance sometimes is more convenient. In our case of the Mavui, the Pesach Gadol and the Pesach Katan, the one that's 10 Amis and the one that's 2 Amis are both on the front. They're in the same area. So in the same area, why would I go through a narrow Pesach if I could go through a wider Pesach? There you have a chazaka. Ein adam meniach pesach gadol v'nichnas bepesach katan. But if one is on one side of the building and the other is on the other side of the building, one side of the mavi, the other side of the mavi, it may be more convenient for me to go through the side. So there is a legitimate concern that somebody may go through the side, and that's why in that case, Rav Ami Rav Asi actually had this issue. Tana Nasa Me Inyan Le Inyan Ba'isa Inyan. One final Gemara. We learned in a Mishnah, and it's really a Braisa. It's a Tosefta in Mesechtes Kelim. Or Ha'asla. If you have a Or Ha'asla. V'cholol Shabbat. Mitztarfen B'tefach. So the halacha over here, there is a halacha in Hilchas Aholos. We know that a mace is metame ba'oil. What's the definition of an oil? An oil has to be, at the very least, a tefach. The case was where you had a chair. This chair was made up of a frame and straps. But the straps did not cover the entirety of the frame, meaning there's a gap inside this chair. Together, the frame with the straps make up a tefach. But you don't have a full tefach of straps, meaning there's a gap. So the halacha is that the cholo, the gap inside this chair, is mitztarif to the straps to create the share of a tefach. And therefore, if you would have a kezayis basif of a mace underneath this or ha'aslo, the halacha is it would be tamis. So says the one, number one, my or ha'aslo. What exactly is this? Amar Rabbi Bar Bachana, Amar Rabbi Yochan, or Kisa Shabes HaKisa. It's a toilet. That's why there's a gap if someone needs to go to the bathroom. But the point is you have the straps and the gap together if it makes up a tefach. The halacha is, it's considered an oil. It's considered a tefach. It's going to be metama, anything that's underneath it. Zok to Gemara, Vikamo. So you're telling me that the Oira Aslo, take the straps and the cholol, and no matter who, what, when, and where, it automatically is mitzvah if it's not mitzvah. So there probably has to be some ratio of strap to cholol in order for this to work. So the Gemara says, you're right, it was a machlokes amayirah. Ki asa Rav Dimi. Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel. Amar, he said, I'll tell you what they said in Eretz Yisrael. Etzba'ayim mikan, ve'etzba'ayim mikan, ve'etzba'ayim revach b'emtza. It has to be a tefach. A tefach that's made up of six etzbois. Now, the truth is, we know that a tefach is made up of four etzbois. So is it six or is it four? So for the purpose of our sugya, it depends. It could be six, it could be four. It's six smaller fingers. It's four larger fingers. That's not so much the punchline of what we need. But the point is, Rav Dimi came and Rav Dimi said, yeah, if you have etzba'ayim of strap over here, and then you have etzba'ayim on the other side, and in between you have another etzba'ayim of revach. So in that case, where you have this 2-to-1 ratio of straps to revach, there the halach is, it's all going to be mitzdarif, even the chalod, you're going to end up with the tevach. He also, Rav and Amar, Rav came, he said a little bit differently. He said, etzba umechza mikan, the etzba umechza mikan, 1.5 of etzba on one side, 1.5 etzba on the other side, the etzba revach be'emza. And etzba revach be'emza, that's how this is going to work. Now, the truth is, there's two differences between what Rav Dimi said and what Ravin said. Rav Dimi and Ravin were the two Amayron that lived in Babel. They went to Eretz Yisrael. They were makabal a lot of Torah from Rabbi Yochanan, and they brought it back to Babel. Right? Sometimes the unsung heroes in Shas, Rav Dimi and Ravin, underrated how many halachas the Chachmei HaTalmud in Babel knew because of what Rav Dimi and what Ravin had reported. But either way, so this is another classic example. Rav Dimi and Ravin both came back, and they came back with different nuschos regarding this Oir HaAsla. And if you really look at it, there are two differences. Number one, Rav Dimi is talking about a tefach that's made up of six etzbais, and Ravin's talking about a tefach that's made up of four etzbais. Again, a tefach is a tefach is a tefach. But at the same time, depending on your cheshbening larger fingers or smaller fingers, it's going to be six or four. So that's the more technical difference. But there seems to be a lumdisha difference as well, because Rav Dimi said two etzbais, and two etzbais is fine. Meaning, even though the gap is shove to the two sides, the straps on its two sides, still it's going to be okay. In Robin's case, the straps are wider than the gap. It's etzbo mechza mikan. It's etzbo mechza mikan. And what's the size of the revach? It's only an etzba. It's actually small. So, oh, Malay Abaye, the Rav Dimi. So Abaye turned to Rav Dimi and he said, me pligisu? I know you came back with one Messiah and Ravin came back a little bit differently. Are you arguing with Ravin? I'm like, why? He says, no, we're not arguing. We're saying the same thing. Habi Rav Rivasa, habi Zutrasa. He's talking about bigger fingers. I'm talking about smaller fingers. But no, we're saying the same thing. But loy pligina? No, Malay. So Abaye told Rav Dimi, loy pligisu? No, I think you're making a mistake. I think you're arguing. And I'll tell you what you're arguing about. He said, I mean, they just came back with a Messiah for Rabbi Yochanan. But Abaye said, you don't even realize what you're coming back with. Yes, your mamash coming back with a tremendous nafkamina with implications in Erevin and Sukkah and all these types of sugyas. What are you arguing about? Oy memruba laparis, b'shtei ruches pligisu. You're arguing in a case where you have oy memruba laparis, but you have to combine the two oymates for it to be meruba laparis. Is that considered oy memruba, or is it not considered oy memruba? Lidi doch, havi oy memishtei ruches. According to you, it's okay. And that's why, in your Messiah, what you heard Rabbi Yochanan say, etzba'ayin, 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 even though the oymet is not meruba laparetz in and of itself, because each oymet is two etzba'ayin, and the paretz is also two etzba'ayin. But if you combine them together, you end up having four and two, and that's why it's okay. But the Ravin didn't say that. Ravin had an etzba umechza, etzba, and etzo mechza. So you know what comes out from Ravin? It's only meruach achas aviyoymid. It's only if it's meruba and ruach achas. But mishtei ruchas aviyoymid. But if it's meruba through shtei ruchas, it's not going to be good. It is sol kadai techloi pligisu. And then Abaye just doubled down. He said, because if I'm wrong and you're right, and really you're not arguing, l'Ravin hachi bai le meimar. So why was Ravin's case? It's true. Ravin had a bigger etzba. And therefore, he had a tefach that was made up of only four etzbais, not six etzbais. But it should have been equal. Why did he say 1.5? One and a half. Hachi bai leila meimar, etzba shlish mikan. The etzba shlish mikan. The etzba shlish reva b'amsa. Just keep it simple. Just like you have 2, 2, 2, you should add 1 1/3, 1 1/3, 1 1/3. No, he dafke had 1.5. 1 and 1.5, because he holds you can't be mitzarif 2 to make an oymen meruba. Oymen meruba laparetz is only if the oymen in and of itself is meruba laparetz. But if you have to combine oymets to make a meruba laparetz, then it's not going to be considered oymen meruba laparetz. The Gemara says, ve'ela mai. So Rav Dimi told Abaye, I don't know if I agree. Because why? You're saying pliginon. Okay, so lididi, hachi bayle le meimar. You know what my mesora should have been? It should have been a little bit different. It should have been etzpo shnei shlishim mikan, an etzpa and 2/3 mikan. The etzba ushnei shlishim mikan, the etzba ayin ushnei shlishim revach ba'emtza. It should have been an etzba and two-thirds, an etzba and two-thirds on each side, and then an etzba ayin and two shlishim in the middle. Meaning each one of the two sides should have been less. If you're telling me that I'm right, or if you're telling me that the Messiah that I came back with is that you could be mitzarif two oimeds to make it oimed meruba, so why did I hear in Eretz Yisrael two, two, and two? You know what I should have heard? I should have heard one and two-thirds on the two sides, and two-thirds in the middle. Each one of the sides is less than the middle, but if you combine the two sides, it's going to be more. And that would have brought out the point of Oymen Meruba Laparitz works even when you're mitzaref. That's not what I heard. I heard two, two, and two, which is mashma to me that if each one of the sides would have been less than the middle, it actually wouldn't work. The only reason it works is because each one of the sides is equal to the middle. And if that's the case, you know what you see from here? Maybe that I argue with Ravin, you're right. But you don't see from my Mesaira that Oymen Meruba Laparitz works even where each one is less and you have to be mitzaref. But the parutz here oimed polginon. What you see is that if the oimed is equal to the parutz, in that case it's going to work. Meaning, Rav Dimi told Abaya, you want to tell me there's a machloikis, I hear there's a machloikis. But you can't tell me that my shita that I heard in Eretz Yisrael is to the extreme that you could be mitzarif two oimeds, each of which is less than the parutz, to make it more than the parutz. Because if that was the case, then I wouldn't have heard two, two, two. What I would have heard was one and two-thirds, two and two-thirds, and one and two-thirds. Where the one and two-thirds together are less than the two and two-thirds, but when you combine them together, they're more than the two and two-thirds. No, what I heard was two, two, and two. Where at the very least, the two and the two are shava. Now, usually, if the two are shava, my chazes. Oh, the two shavas together can combine to outnumber the one gap. But the point is that you see where the oymed is ki parutz. Over there, you can be mitzaref the two oymeds to make it oymed meruba la parutz. But where the oymed is less than the parutz, there you have no raya that you can be mitzaref the two oymeds to make it meruba la parutz.